师到马俊老师到我们家哦。
Okay, so so as usual, we'll spend a couple of minutes doing some meditation, right? Obedience to my Guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart the scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our calm, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. Manjushri, all-loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's words and texts that explain them. O Marabhatana, Deva Marabhatana.
Um,
So I've I'll just say a little bit more about the 12 links of dependent arising. Yeah, so we have not yet finished.
어떻습니까? 가장 뜬데알로 중인 시작한지나 하지만 다 장가딘 예과에 다 마리반에 가시파서 중이 유대시 다디 장가디 예발 지구가라 소속으로 다 당갔습니다. 로가 방금 대낭신이 친다 마리반에 다 가시파 중이 유아래 세기 장가디 신과에 한 중이디 건강이니 신과에.
Okay, you have to know what the 12 links of dependent arising. Yeah, you have to know them individually. Yeah, starting from ignorance in the correct order, up to aging and death. Okay, so you have to know, you have to memorize them.
What in this? Ani ti jela kazan shiwa na shire. That then they are chungi di par. Nanchi kushi ji jabi nukala. 가서나 펜체기 주송수 티 두베 대우 시 세지 두발체비 주송 티 아니지 중대 니스 어떠시니 야와디 양치신 고구여래.
Okay, so you have to memorize what the 12 links of dependent arising. Yeah, memorize them, and after that, you have to. You have to know that there are the three causes of projection, right? The three causes of projection, the four projected effects, the three actualizing factors, and the three causes of actualization, and then the two results of actualization, right?
그러나 다자 다자 된도 녀고 다 편벌 집에 주숨 수도관라 말이 두시 남시 쓴다 던다 티 아니 편벌 집에 주숨 수다 된다 해식 다 신고해.
Okay, so we have the three causes of projection. What are the three? Ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness.
어떻습니까? 다 다 대신에 다 편집이 주숨신이 다 뒤에 방배 대우시에서도 가나 미소가 있던데 기재촉이 있던데 아니 렉배 있던데 소외 있던데 다통도 시디 다 뒤에 방배 대우시에 샤야 독샤비하래.
So those are the three causes of projection. And what are the results of projection? There are four, right? Name and form, the six sources, contact, and feeling.
어떠시니? 전에 마다 두발씩 주숨 쓰다던다. 아니지? 아니 시바, 렘바, 세바, 신 숨지 두발씩 주숨샤. 아니 티티 티 두비티 오시다라. 아니 겨와다. 라카시 신했던 가시 찍도 당시였다 때려.
Okay. Then you have the three causes of actualization. They are craving, grasping, and existence. Then you have the two results of actualization. Yeah? So you have birth and aging and death. So aging and death is counted as one, right?
Java Chime, the Mingsuk, the Mingsuk with Tendal Sopa, Tenam Drum to Chabar as well, the Penjigi, Penjigi, Jusum Digi, Drum to Chabas.
So, what is the function of the causes of projection? So, the function of the causes of projection is to make the projected results possible. Okay? So you have the three causes of projection, isn't it? What do they do? What is their function? Their function is to make the projected results possible or suitable to arise. Then you have the three causes of actualization, isn't it? Yeah. So the three causes of actualization, what is their function? They function not only to make the results of actualization possible or suitable to manifest. On top of that, the three causes of actualization gives a force and power at strength to the three results of actualization. So when in the discussion of the 12 links of dependent arising, there are two sets of causes that are mentioned, right? You have the causes of projection and the causes of actualization. Similarly, when we talk about the effects, yeah, there are the effects of projection, and then you have the effects of actualization.
Two lifetimes.
So let's say if one is going to be born in the lower realms, in order to receive the aggregates of a being in a lower realm rebirth, the projecting causes
and the actualizing causes must exist prior to that happening. So, on the same thing, in order to get a good, in order to get a...
Listen a little bit concentratedly, otherwise you'll be confused.
In order to get a, let's say you're going to the lower realm, before you can receive the aggregates of a lower realm being, let's say an animal, let's say whatever, in order for that to come into existence, being the both the projecting causes and the actualizing causes must exist prior to that happening, isn't it? Right. And both the projecting causes and the actualizing causes must be from the same cycle of the 12 links. From one cycle of 12 links.
So let's use this as an example. Motivated by ignorance, let's say this person accumulates a very strong karma to be born in the lower realms. So the imprint of this strong non-virtue is left on the mental continuum. Right? So you have the three projecting causes. And let's say in that same life, this imprint, which is left on the mental continuum, is nurtured and nourished by craving and grasping. And then you have existence. So within that life, the same life, these six are completed, yeah? Right? These six, yeah? Six out of 12 links, six completed, right? Okay, you follow? Okay. Ignorance, strong ignorance gives rise to someone creating very strong negative karma to be born in the lower realms. An imprint of the action is infused, is left on the consciousness. And then in that same life, that imprint is nurtured by craving and grasping, and then you have existence coming into being. So you have 6 out of 12 finished in that life, isn't it? Yeah. So that person confirmed going to the lower realms, right? So what are the 6 out of 12 is finished? Yeah. So you have left
with six, and all the what you have left with is the six results, right? Out of the six, four are results of projection, two are results of actualization. Yeah. So these six results are to be experienced in the life following this, yeah? Right? In the next life, right? Immediately. So this is how the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle is completed in two lifetimes. Right? So in this life you have the three projecting causes and the three actualizing causes, right? Then you have the effects of both projection and actualization, right? But the effects are not experienced in this life, isn't it? It's experienced in the next life, isn't it? So in the next life, the six results are completed. So six causes this life, six results next life. So in order for the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle to be completed, you need two lives, yeah? Right? Okay. You must get this right, yeah, because then there's something else going to come, yeah.
This, yeah.
Yeah, so having said that, it is not necessary for the 12 links of dependent arising to be completed in two lifetimes. While it can be completed within two lifetimes, it's not necessarily so. Right? Okay. So that's how the 12 links of dependent arising are completed within two lifetimes. But it's not necessarily so all the time, yeah. So the 12 links of dependent arising can be completed within three lifetimes. How is this so? Going back to the example, in this life, motivated by ignorance, very strong non-virtue is accumulated. This action leaves an imprint on the mental continuum, on the consciousness, right? But towards the end of this life, this imprint, which was left on the mental continuum, the imprint to go to the lower realms, is not nurtured or not nourished by craving and grasping. Yeah. Rather, something else, some other positive, an imprint of a positive action is nourished or nurtured by craving and grasping. So instead of going to the lower realms, one is headed for a good realm, right? So in this scenario, only the three projecting causes have been completed, right? Okay, so this person somehow is reborn as a human being, let's say. So human being is a good rebirth, right? And then in that lifetime as a human being, let's say, the imprint of the negative action that will cause him to go to the lower realm, that particular act, that particular imprint, is nourished and nurtured by craving and grasping in the lifetime as a human being. Then comes a potential existence. So in that second lifetime, the three actualizing causes are completed. So in that lifetime as a human being, that imprint that will cause this person to be born in the lower realms is nurtured, nourished by craving, grasping, and then you have potential existence coming to being. So that person confirms is going to the lower realms. So the person dies and goes in the lower realms. He gets the body and the aggregates of a lower realm being. Yeah. So the six results, the four results of projection and the two results of actualization are completed in that lifetime. Isn't it? So this is how the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle is completed in three lifetimes. In the first lifetime, you have the three causes of projection. In the second lifetime, you have the three causes of actualization. And then, in the third lifetime, you have the four results of projection and the two results of actualization. Okay. This is not taught in the middle length of Lamrim, yeah. So it is in the Lamrim Chemo, because in the teachings. In the explanation of the 12 links of dependent arising, it is explained how the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle is completed either within two lifetimes or three lifetimes. Yeah, three lifetimes is like the max. Yeah, you don't need more than three lifetimes to complete all the 12 links of one cycle. Yeah, three lifetimes, but not consecutive necessarily. Yeah.
So
you have to know that in order to experience the four results of projection and the two results of actualization, the two sets of causes, both the projecting causes and the actualizing causes, must be completed before the results can manifest. So this is related to the Kwam that is mentioned in the Lamrim Chamber, which Benny highlighted in the previous class. The Kwam is on page 319 of the Lamrim Chamber. So there's a qualm on page 319 of the Lamrim Chamber. Before the qualm is raised, what does the text say? There is a quotation, right? Which is, and the quotation is basically saying that, you know, they have divided the 12 links into two sets of causality, right? First, they talk about the projecting causes. Then they talk about the projected effects. Then they talk about the actualizing causes, and then they actualize the effects, right? So having said that, you know, then somebody raises a qualm, and the qualm is this, you know, well then, do the two types of causality, one with respect to projection and the other with respect to actualization, do they demonstrate one instance of causality wherein one person takes rebirth, or do they demonstrate two instances? If the former, it would be incorrect to claim that the actualizing factors, craving and so forth, occur after the establishment of the group of factors, beginning with the resultant period consciousness and ending with feeling. If the latter, there will be no ignorance, compositional activity, or causal period consciousness in the latter cycle of causality, and no craving, grasping, or existence in the former cycle of causality. Do you need the qualm?
Oh, you don't need the qualm.
It's not in the middle length Lamrim. Yeah. This is because there are some of you who are maybe interested. Yeah. So I brought it up. Yeah. But actually, there's no need to talk about this. Yeah. If you haven't read this, then there's no point for me to talk about this now. Yeah. It's a waste of time. So yeah, for those of you who have completed the previous basic program, yeah. So these are some of the things you can pay attention to, yeah. So you it's not, there are still many things, you know, that we have not learn to we have yet to understand, right? So you should read like the Lamrim Chenmo,
yeah.
So for those of you who are doing this module for the first time, then you just have to focus on what is taught in the middle length Lamrim.
Yeah.
So basically the qualm arises because of what was just mentioned before the qualm, right? About, you know, on one hand, you know, you list the 12 links of dependent arising in this order, yeah, as we know, yeah. But then, you know, then when you talk about the, you know, projecting causes and actualizing causes, then the text talks about the projecting causes, then the projected effects, then you have the actualizing causes, and then you have the actualized effects, right? So this becomes like the basis for qualm to arise, yeah. So, you know, we talk about the 12 links of dependent arising, in this particular way, in order, right, from link number 1 to link number 12, yeah, isn't it? So that's the general presentation of the 12 links, yeah. But in terms of how the 12 links of dependent arising of the first, of the same cycle, evolves, yeah, then the order, of course, is different, right? So the usual way of presenting the 12 ways of dependent arising, yeah, you know, in the order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that does not indicate, you know, how the 12 links of dependent arising on the one cycle is completed. Boleh? The usual way of presenting the 12 ways of dependent arising, yeah, is not taught from the perspective of how the 12 links of the same cycle is completed, yeah. But rather it talks about how something from the So the usual way of presenting the 12 links of dependent arising is from the perspective of how one comes from the previous life into this life, and how one moves from this life to the next
year.
Mm. low, okay? You know the usual way of presenting the 12 links of dependent arising in that particular order, number 1 to 12. So that is talking about how, in general, we move, how we move from the previous existence into the present existence, and how moving from present existence into the next existence. Yeah. So it's more from the perspective of it's not from the perspective of the 12 links of dependent arising finishing of the same cycle.
Otoxin tisun do kala thanda ni kyaw ngama la ta thanda ni mari be kunen lang de ani lesa ta le gi kunen lang de ta kyaw de la ni samchar ma le gi kunen lang de ta kyaw lang yong ta thanda lang che ani che de la ta wa ta de tu gi nam she ne ani ji ming su ani ming su ten de ki che tu da ani ani rekpa chorwa tu tu re chorwa tene seba tene lemba la tene seba kien yong shi se di la rwa.
Okay, the usual way of presenting the 12 links as we have as we know it from number 1 to number 12 is from the perspective of how we have come from a previous life into this life, and how we are going on to the next life, right? It's from that perspective. So it's not talking about the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle. In the previous life, or in a previous life, yeah, it's not in necessarily. In a previous life, we have motivated by ignorance. One creates karma. Karma is accumulated. Karma is left on the consciousness. That is the consciousness of the causal period. Okay, so that karma ripens. Then we, in this life, we get the name and form. Okay, so in this lifetime, when we come into this lifetime, there's a consciousness, isn't it? Yeah. So the consciousness is of the resultant period. Okay? Because the link number 3, consciousness, you can look at it from the causal period perspective or the resultant period perspective. Yeah. So if you come into this life, you have the result. Then you have the resultant period consciousness. So we come into this life, the links of name and form is established, the 6 sources, contact, then feeling, yeah, right?
That Tinde Anishi Soa Tela, Tatunda Tila Tuxi, that Tilata, Sepa, Lamba, Siba, that Sue Tela Singh, that Silin Siba Sumki, Anni Siba Lamba, Seba Sumki, then Chimarin in some Joachi, Tatunda.
Then in this life, nurtured by it is craving, grasping, and existence that will connect us, will bring us to the next life. And then in the next life, we are born, and we age, and then we die.
That disungai de karisena, that itende charchi ko ondo chawa mare. Ngamane dirungwe yungagi gunde charchi ko sungai. Dine chimaru duagi gunde chambachi ko sungai. That tonda ti mare.
So this is Okay, so this, you know, the usual way of presenting the 12 links in the order from link number 1 to link number 12 is from the perspective of how we have come from a previous life into this life, and how from this life we are going on to the next life, right? So in what? That sense, number 1 to 12 fits nicely, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay?
What in the end, brother? Okay.
No, okay. Mind. Okay.
Leave it there. So, what to say? Now go to the easy one, okay? What to say? That's the team, brother. 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 That's the team, brother.
So, anyway, you have to understand how the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle is completed either in 2 lifetimes or 3 lifetimes. Those of you who are reading from the Lamrim Chenmo on your own, yeah? So you may want to take note of the second last paragraph on page 320. Yeah? So there it says, therefore, the two factors of craving, which is an actualizing factor, and feeling, which gives rise to this craving, are not in the same sequence of dependent arising. The feeling that gives rise to craving is an effect of some other sequence of dependent arising.
What to say? That to die, that the Karasmarsana, that the Alasuni Pangrim, my young daddy, then the Sarchik on the Sin Mares. That Sarchinji on the Sin, you might see in Paris. That Pangrim, you want the Sarchik on the Sin Shaba Mares, then the Sarchinji on the Sin Mares.
So, what this paragraph is saying is that, you know, the sequence in the 12 links of dependent arising, you know, from feeling, then you have craving, right? So that sequence is not explained. That sequence is not an explanation of the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle. In fact, it is the 12 links of dependent arising of two different cycles. Yeah.
What is Sungguyore? What in the Risha? That the Nema, the Shabakamido. What does in Tarishua Nashire? That then Ram, then Sajib, then the Junidi, Chesum, the Zok Sudugala, said that on the Chesum Sudugala, Namsa, Chesumba, the Lemmy Vichaba Mavare, Roa, Penjigi, Judang, Pandegi, Pangbi, Jibu Parala, Gaia Parchava, Yunchogres, Roa Chesum, the Chesum Kangayan.
So the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle can be completed either in 2 lifetimes or 3 lifetimes, isn't it? So when we say that the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle is completed within 3 lifetimes, we're not talking about a not necessarily a consecutive lifetimes, you know. Because there can be a very long intervening period between the projecting causes and the projected effects. In fact, for as long as yawns, you know. So when we talk about the third life, the three lifetimes, we are not necessarily talking about three consecutive lifetimes, you know. So they say that the intervening period between the projecting causes and the projected effects can be eons. So having said that, you know, there can be a long intervening period between the projecting causes and the projected effects, you know. So having said that, then if I was to say, that means it follows that the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle need not be completed necessarily within three lifetimes, what? Because it's such a long period of time. One yawn, then what are you going to say? Huh? So it's not necessary three lifetimes, what? Actually, there's no need for any qualm, no? Because if you have listened properly to my very good explanation, then this is not a problem now. So if somebody will come to you and say, oh, if the intervening period between the projecting causes and the projected effects can be a yawn, then that means I can take more than three lifetimes to complete the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle. Then what are you going to say?
But we can say, Ken Rinpoche said that it's the third lifetime is not necessarily a consecutive lifetime, which means it doesn't run sequentially one lifetime after another. So that would explain the possibility of a big gap, you know?
Lifetime number two and three is not consecutive?
No, one and two are consecutive, it seems, but two and three, you're saying one cycle can be completed in two lifetimes, or it can be completed in three lifetimes, but the third one doesn't seem to be consecutive.
So the text is very clear. Yeah? Die, it will be completed within three lifetimes, right? So if somebody was to challenge, you know, the position, you know, of the text by saying, no, you don't need three lifetimes because the teachings also say that, you know, the intervening period between the projecting causes and the projected effects can be a yawn. What are you going to say?
What? You didn't answer for that, is it? What did you answer?
You said the first and second is necessarily consecutive. The second and third is not consecutive.
That means one and two is also not consecutive,
law?
That means...
So, if I say, you don't need three lifetimes to complete the 12 links of dependent arising on the same cycle because in fact you actually need many more lifetimes because, you know, it can be a yawn. Within a yawn you can die numberless times, you know. So you have numberless lifetimes, right?
You are following, it sounds to me like if you're following, say, okay, if we are saying that one
not,
set.
Not sounds, now you have to answer for that.
One set of 12 links, right? Ken Rinpoche yes. is explaining the three projecting causes and the actualizing causes. Say we call that set A, okay? Set A, right? Mm. So what Ken Rinpoche is explaining is that it can ripen
That one.
So my understanding is that the intervening.
Okay, you accept the intervening period is one eon, right?
Okay, even if this intervening period is one eon, the other things, the other lifetimes that's ripening could belong to other sets of 12 links that you have created. Because it seems to me like every single moment now, it seems to me like every single moment we are creating a cycle of 12 links. One cycle of 12 links, another cycle of 12 links, you know? So there's countless sets of 12 links being created with every karmic karma we are generating. It seems like that.
Haven't finished, you said that.
So that means that the 12 links are completed in one lifetime?
Two lifetimes.
Can Rinpoche explain? Question is one lifetime possible?
No.
Huh?
No.
Why not?
Because Lama Tsongkhapa said so.
No. Not about that. You have to explain.
Okay. But Ken Rinpoche just explained that, one sequence, right, which is Ken Rinpoche, I think it's linked to the point that Ken Rinpoche brought up earlier, that the link on feeling is not linked to the craving and grasping links. They do not belong to the same set of 12 links. So if it seems like if there is already a break there, then the 12 consecutive links cannot run consecutively in a single lifetime. That's one reason I could think of. Right? You mentioned just now that the feeling is not connected to the craving and grasping. It's not from the same set of 12 links. So if that is the case, that means within that 12 links, there is already two sets in there. That's implied two sets. Within that 12 links.
So, what is the answer in essence to the qualm about the very long intervening period? We can take numberless rebirths, right? So it follows that you need numberless rebirths, or let's say 100,000 rebirths to finish one cycle of the 12 links.
It sounds like it depends on when the craving and grasping, the actualizing causes are being activated. Because you have projecting causes and the actualizing causes. The actualizing causes is the one that gives rise to.
So we can explain how, even if there's a long intervening period before between the projecting causes and the projected effects, despite that, the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle must be completed within three lifetimes. Explain how.
Very simple. The Ningbo teacher, the Kayo for the Shona, Kyo, Maritina, the Sunni Kazu Konaya, Sesuma Zogores. Just the Kayo for the Kona, Kyo Mendo, in the Kayo for the Kona, Sesuma Zogores, the Shijago, Kandis Zogores, the Shijago.
Actually,
Ken Rinpoche explained that just now already, how it's right, how one set is completed.
I'm asking you to explain.
Explain how these two are not. There's no contradiction. You can. On one hand, you can say, you can wait for numberless yawns. But still, it's completed within three lifetimes.
Mm. Yeah, how? Mm-hmm. Explain that. Yeah.
Okay, because the ignorance, the karma, the projecting causes have already been created, right? Okay.
So there's lifetime number.
Karma, that's part of it, okay? And then there's also the actualizing causes that we are waiting for it to ripen. So based on what Ken Rinpoche explained earlier, if you were using the example of having created the causes to go to the lower realms, the craving and grasping and the potential existence of going to the lower realms in the second lifetime could have been interrupted by some other positive actualizing causes and actualizing causes. So therefore, you don't take rebirth in the lower realms, but you have a good rebirth, right? And I assume that that could also take many eons, yeah? So when you have the good rebirth, the seeds of that craving and grasping for going to the lower realms is still there. And when the conditions come together, the craving and grasping of that particular set ripens and potential existence arises. And then you pop, you end up still in the lower realms. That was what I understood from Ken Rinpoche's. Your explanation is very good, Ken Rinpoche, but my understanding is very poor.
So the one eon is between which lifetime?
The one eon could be between 1 and 2 or 2 and 3. Because that's what it sounds like. That's the point that Ken Rinpoche is trying to make us understand, right? So
no,
1 and 2 is... I had the idea in the beginning that 1 and 2 were consecutive, but 2 and 3, there could be an eon in between. But now it seems like Ken Rinpoche is trying to make us understand that 1 and 2 is also not consecutive, and 2 and 3 need not necessarily be consecutive either. And the intervening period could be anything like an eon, as long as an eon.
So you all agree or not?
No, I'm just saying this is my poor understanding, and I could be completely
wrong. Okay, you don't agree.
Wrong.
You don't agree with which one? Is second and third consecutive or not?
Second and third consecutive or not? Listen carefully. Trick question. Second and third, is it consecutive? Second and third. First and second.
One after another, yeah. One
in two. From one lifetime, one set, right? Okay, so it's one and two is not consecutive, and okay, so 2 and 3 are consecutive. Oh, okay.
What is 1? I don't understand.
First lifetime.
Huh?
The first lifetime.
Yeah.
So one cycle is, one complete cycle is completed in 2 lifetimes. Agree? Yeah, that one we agree. So my classmates are telling me that 1 and 2 need not be consecutive, right? Yeah, 1 and 2 is not consecutive, but 2 and 3 are consecutive. Is that correct? Correct or not? Fred is asking 3 and 4.
So, what is the reason why lifetimes number 2 and 3 have to be consecutive, whereas number 1 and 2 need not be consecutive? Priscilla, want to say something like the microphone. Hello, microphone, huh?
Watching is good. Because there's a potential existence, right? That's about to ripen the seed to sprout. So you will. And just what Ken Rinpoche just says, that for something to actually actualize, the two causes, the projecting causes and the actualized causes, must be complete. So once the actualizing cause is complete, you know, there's no stopping of it from ripening, right?
So lifetimes number 2 and 3 is necessarily one, consecutive. Yeah. 1 and 2 not necessary. Yeah, so there can be a long intervening period between the projecting causes and the actualizing causes. So during that period, other sets of other cycles of the 12 links of the dependent arising are operating. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So yes. So but once the actualizing causes come into being, then immediately next you have the projected effects and the actualized effects. Yeah. Okay, so to summarize, the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle, if it was to be completed in two lifetimes, how? Lifetime number one, the three projecting causes and the three actualizing causes are completed. Immediately after that, the next lifetime, you have the six results. The four projected results and the two actualized results, right? Okay? So if the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle is to be completed over three lifetimes, then in the first lifetime, you have the three projecting causes. In the second lifetime, you have the Okay, so in the first lifetime, you have the three projecting causes. And then between the first lifetime and the second lifetime, there can be a very long intervening period. It doesn't matter how long, frankly. It doesn't matter how long, yeah. So come that second lifetime, when the three actualizing causes manifest, then immediately the life after that, you have the six results. So this is how the 12 links of dependent arising of the same cycle is completed over three lifetimes. Yeah, so you have the three projecting causes, and then you can wait for till the cows come home, you know, whenever that is, you know, for the three actualizing causes to manifest. So that will be the second lifetime, right? And then the third lifetime is immediately. Yeah, so it's consecutive, yeah. So immediately after the second lifetime, in the third lifetime, you have the six effects.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to clarify in my own mind this link between the second link and the third link, mm-hmm. the karma, the compositional activity that leaves the imprint on the consciousness. So relating this to the earlier discussion that we had about karma done and karma accumulated, right? I wanted to clarify the karma that leaves an imprint on the consciousness, which is part of this link of the 12 links. is it necessarily karma that is accumulated? So if I put my question another way, is it only karma that is accumulated that will leave a karmic imprint on our consciousness? Yeah, that's my question.
Basically, you're saying...
I'm asking as a question to clarify.
Yeah, basically, you're also asking, if it is a projecting karma, is it necessarily a karma that is accumulated?
I wasn't looking at it in that sense. I was just trying to find out, like,
right.
What is... And then my second question is, like, when I'm doing purification practice, yeah, from which part of the 12 links and am I purifying? Yeah, what is it that I am actually, in that sense, purifying from? From which link onwards am I purifying so that I wouldn't experience the results? That's my two questions.
What the last one is question about?
If I'm doing purification practice...
Yeah,
right, you're asking the results of purification, is it?
Yeah, when I'm doing my purification practice, I'm generating regret for all the bad things I've done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So within the context of this discussion on the 12 links, from which link onwards am I purifying? Am I purifying...
No, you purify...
I'm just trying to understand.
We're only purifying negative karma, yeah?
Yeah. So is it from...
So are you saying you're purifying... What are the results of purification?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Such what are the results? That means, am I purifying, you know, the karma to have the name and form of a lower, you know, the name and form, the sense, you know, like that, of, say, a lower realm being? Is that how it would start, you know? Then the whole sequence, I'm actually purifying that whole sequence from being activated and happening. I'm asking like that.
You're asking from the 12 link, which one you're purifying? You're asking that? I think everything. Everything. Yeah. Of course.
So whatever karma that is, whatever karma, whether it is done or accumulated, it leaves an impression on the mind, right? So once karma, it's accumulated, of course it leaves an impression on the mind, right? Whether it is karma done, is it? That's how we say it. Lost track. Whether it's karma done or karma accumulated, an impression is left on the mind, isn't it? It's only a matter of the strength of the imprint, right? But otherwise, something is left on the mind, right? So therefore, as for the projecting karma, yeah. Let's say for the projecting karma that will impel a rebirth in the lower realms, does that projecting karma has to be both karma done and accumulated? This is something we have to think about, yeah. So, you know, in the discussion of karma, we saw how karma accumulated is a karma whose result we will definitely experience, yeah. So, what about tying this in with the projecting karma? Does it work also not? Is it the same?
Mm-hmm. 어떤데 인사를 다 돈다니 다 집에 코 그냥 콜로디라 다 심 단다 심부터 오지가 더 직수한 지가 다 담보 찍는 여대 것이 다 돈다 집에 콜로디 다 되게 좋다 미다고 손해 조심 인사를 너 가르스나 다 감수 콜로와디라 저와 연사도 가나 다 롱하면 막 내년 그 치고 해시 다 내버려 치고 버렸어 다 치워들을 타라야 말했어 다 돈다 심부 칼로 수바이나 다 시월에 해봐. 니네 타라이면 봐. 니네가 천년도시다. 다 미다가 하신이 봐. 천년도신사.
So if you look at the wheel of existence, it is held firmly by this monster, right? Yeah, it's holding on to it firmly, and it is like even has a its mouth in it, yeah. This symbolizes impermanence. It shows that once we are born in cyclic existence, it doesn't matter where or as what. Once we are born in cyclic existence, we definitely have to die because we are born under the control of karma and afflictions, isn't it? As the causes, yeah. So, therefore, it's impermanent. We definitely have to die, yeah.
어떤데 있어래? 어떤데 도시를 미다보 소야다 어떤데 시티네 마다 가서 왔다. 다 어떤데 시티네 마다 가시 나라 어떤데도 다 저기도 다 집에 콜로 콜한 게 다 또 다 가서 왔다. 군중 때마다 동할 때마다 스타 때마다 시기 나네. 다 또 때마다 소야 다 다다. 와.
Of the Four Noble Truths, the wheel of existence shows the true suffering and true origins. You have the 12 links of dependent arising. You have the forward. What do you say? Forward. You have the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class, and you have the reverse process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class. These two shows the true suffering and true origins. Yeah. Then you have the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly purified phenomena, and you also have the reverse process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly purified phenomena. So those two shows the true path and true cessation. So let's look at the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class. From ignorance comes compositional activity, right? From compositional activity, then comes consciousness. From that comes name and form, then the six sources, then contact, feeling, craving, grasping, potential existence, birth, and then you have aging and death, right? This is the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class.
어떤 루중스네 도시 다 루도 세 지도 갈라 다 가시 칸레 중나 자와레 중스 자와 칸레 중나 아니 세바레 중 독신이 다 마디파라 투야바 독신이 다 삼마타야들라 다 루도 세다.
Then what about the reverse process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class? So you start from aging and death. From where did aging and death come from? Oh, it came from birth. From where did birth come from? It came from potential existence. And where did potential existence come from? It came from grasping and so on and so forth up to ignorance. So this way of looking at it is the reverse process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class. So by meditating on the forward process and the reverse process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly afflicted class, we come to understand the true suffering and true origins. Okay, then you have the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly purified class or thoroughly pure class. I'm not exactly sure. Okay? You have the forward process of the 12 links of dependent arising of the thoroughly purified class or the thoroughly pure class. Or purified, I think, yeah, purified class. By seizing ignorance, by stopping ignorance, you stop compositional activity. By stopping compositional activity, you stop the consciousness, and so forth. Then you have the reverse process of the 12 links of dependent arising in the thoroughly purified class. Yeah. So from how is aging and death ceased, or how is it stopped? The stopping of aging and death has to come from the stopping of birth, right? And the stopping of birth has to come from the stopping of potential existence and so forth. That's the reverse.
Oton da tigi da gobe demba tang lam ki dembe nam shadi an shemba chie otin de gom chie da di pare.
So meditating on the forward process and the reverse process of the 12 links of dependent arising in the thoroughly purified class is for us to realize and understand the true paths and true cessation. Then in the right, in the upper right corner of the drawing, yeah, you have Buddha pointing to a full moon, right? Right? This pure, stainless, beautiful full moon, yeah. So that represents a liberation, yeah. Which is true cessation, lah. So Buddha is pointing out there. That one is true cessation. Itao.
Not inside there. Huh? Ah, too soon. Then there's that. That time, that today, that the walk there, that nam chisi na, that we can go walk there, that man to that, 60 today, 60 today, 60 today, 60 today, 60 today, 60
And
독신이 제 용되기 위해 따뜻다. 아 되기 따 네, 된다겠다. 나 요즘 그 와대라. 응. 됐나. 즉 즉 같이 제기 노수 왔대 요대 어디 바래.
So that in fact beneath the moon, yeah, then in fact there should be a couple of verses, yeah. There's two verses. Yeah. Usually it should be there, yeah. Okay.
어떻게 다톤다 되게 다톤다 남기대 맞춰야 되시 다톤다 이제 숨고요래 다 남기대는 다톤다 직접 되는 거다 잠발 차시 용을 차서 다 전부 잠고 그랬어 아니지 거의 님의 삼세 니중 깨고 그랬어 어떤 내용을 즉
So yeah, so there should be like about two verses beneath the moon, yeah. And basically the verses are symbolize true path, yeah. So the verses is kind of saying, you know, you need to put effort, yeah. And by thinking about the drawbacks or the faults of cyclic existence, then you should then generate the determination to be free.
어떻게 다가나시 아니지 다 산재기 땜베 다 냠냠보 라바숨 냠냠 치고 그랬어 라바숨 냠냠 치베 땡네 아니지 냠보
Then there's another verse which says that the essence of the Buddha's teachings is the three higher trainings. So you should practice the three higher trainings in order to conquer the afflictions and then overcome the maras, yeah. Overcome the four maras.
Otoxine, Otinde, Tasholo, Chick Tinde, you may, and Sholo, Chimatela, Conceal of Topayo, Statunda, and Talba Dobana, Anichi Payota Demo, Payota Demo Cheche, Anichi Sim Dorche, Zo, Dame Musun to be she concogress, Duchi, Sim Duchi, Zo, Dame Musun to be she concogress, Tinde Lapsha, you may.
And then there's another verse which says you know, that those who desire liberation should be conscientious. Yeah, and the main method for disciplining or subduing the mind is you know, the wisdom realizing selflessness. So, and the basis for actualizing the wisdom is to have a strong practice of ethics, especially in explain in the Vinaya. So, one needs good practice of ethics as a foundation to actualize wisdom. Yeah. So if one does that, one is certain to achieve liberation, whereby you will not experience any suffering. So there are these the verses, two verses which talks about this.
어떤데서
in short, yeah, the moon, the full moon, symbolizes true cessation, and then the verses beneath it, yeah, which talks about the importance of the practice of the three higher trainings to achieve liberation, so that those verses symbolize the true path. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. My 12 lines is finished.
Okay, so if you have any questions, you may raise it.
That's a poor nature which I'm not sure.
So we will start with the path of the person of great capacity on Thursday. Yes, Mr. Ng.
Okay, I'm not sure whether this has been asked yet. For the person who has realized emptiness, whether it's a once returner or stream enterer, you know, which part of the chafflings has he stopped? Is it compositional action, and the rest remains?
Are you asking about stopping a new cycle or stopping a current cycle? A cycle that is already in progress. In the first place, is it possible to start a new cycle?
He probably has a projecting karma for a new cycle if he's still a once returner. Okay? But the thing is that he has stopped, he's going to be arhat soon. So the question is it because he has stopped compositional activities, that means projecting karma alone, or has he stopped any other part of the cyclic chufflings, like craving, grasping, once he has realized emptiness? Meaning, does the delusions like ignorance, craving, grasping still remains after he has realized emptiness?
So the stream enterer does not acquire stream enterer onwards, right? Stream enterer once in return and never return, what have you. They don't accumulate fresh projecting karma, right? Right? But in order to experience the projected effects, it must be preceded by also the actualizing causes, yeah, like craving and grasping, which they have or not.
I think they should have.
They should have, yeah.
Ken Rinpoche, up to this point of the teaching, right, it seems to me that when it comes to presenting ignorant and also talking about view of transitory collection, right, it seems to be in accord with my only school. So my question is that for the training that is common with the path of a person of a medium capacity, the training on the view of a correct view of emptiness has not come in yet, right? The correct view of emptiness, is it important at this point of time?
Yeah. Correct or final?
Or the final, the consequent middle way, yeah. View of emptiness. Yeah.
So, well, it depends on from which tenet's perspective one is explaining the topic, right?
Because my question is that when talking about the 12 link, right, and also the preceding chapter on the friction, it seems like the reference point is always to Asanga and Sofo Dhammakriti, you know, which is from the my only school perspective.
Mm.
So, because most of the explanation on, or most of the presentation on mind, you know, like all the afflictions and also presentation of karma, most of it, in fact, is based on the Abhidhammas, yeah, either the higher Abhidhamma or the lower Abhidhamma. So, because the presentation is made based on those two texts, therefore the explanation of ignorance and the view of the transitory collection is also in here is done in accordance or in with the views, their views. So the presentation of the selflessness of a person here is something that is shared by the vast majority of tenets, right? Basically everybody except the consequence of Middle Way School. Or another way of saying, basically everybody starting from the autonomy Middle Way School and below, all of them assert that this, the, all of them share the same presentation of the view of the selflessness of persons. Right? Same. So it's from their perspective again, yeah, that because of this is the vast majority, so this explanation is given here.
Okay, so that being the case, right, when it comes to this topic of training, you know, training in the scope that is in common with a person of a medium capacity, you know, am I right to say that there's no need for us to actually tweak the teaching, right, to be accord with the final view of emptiness? Yes, I mean the teaching is in terms of from the low, I mean the school that's other than the higher school. Yeah. So am I say that it's okay to leave it as such, you know, when it comes to, you know, understand the all the various teaching that's in the in contact with the person of a medium capacity.
So it depends on how you ask the question. Are you saying that it's sufficient just to practice this and then you can achieve liberation?
No. What I'm saying is that it is sufficient to just understand it according to this. And then when it comes to the final view of emptiness, right, it's only tackled at the person of the great capacity. You know, can you leave it to that stage? And if it cannot, then from there, then how do we tweak, you know, the teaching to actually understand it according to the higher school?
Look like I understand your question. Look like I didn't understand your question.
Okay. My question is that, you know, can we leave the understanding of this, to try to study this teaching just according to the, you know, to the lower school of tenets, just based on the understanding? Is it sufficient?
Well, it's not exactly like that, because remember I did say that with regards to ignorance, there's so many different views as to what ignorance is. So depending on whose perspective you take, yeah, which tenet, right? But if we take the shared assertions of the Sutra School, Mind Only School, and Autonomy in the Way School, explanation on their shared assertions of these three as on the selflessness of persons, then we can stick with what's in the text, right?
Yes.
다이야 고다 다지베 룩시샤스네 다 디시자기 나니 디디기요 말에 로아.
But if we explain, if we base the explanation on the perspective of the consequence middle way school, then of course this will be incorrect. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why my question is based on the training of a medium school in common with a person of medium school, can we leave it to this? That means, I mean, it's not according to the final
view.
So it depends on from which tenet's perspective you explain the path of a person or they shared, this path they shared with a person of medium capacity. So basically, you are not happy, like you want the consequence view, right?
Something like that.
All right. Okay. Stop.
All right. Okay, we'll finish off with the usual prayers, right?